When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's go, Clips.
We in the postseason. We in the postseason. We racking posts and toes. We got the most reason. If you don't root for the Clips, then you a ghost reason. All them haters loving Lakers, we just love to leave them. We in the postseason. We in the postseason. Luka, don't you just think Kawhi be breezing through the first round downtown? Final season.
That's the sound of the mourn. We are mourning a loss. But I'm Chris Kawhi.
We do have some good news.
I'm back.
We should start with the good news.
I'm back.
The good news is Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard is back.
He started.
He played horribly, but he was back.
Well, he shot horribly. And
everyone shot horribly.
His first half was bad, but do you remember what we bet on before the game? The over-under of how many minutes he would play.
Yeah, I did.
The over-under was 30. I said it would be under. You said it would be over. Would you like to guess his total minutes?
It was over 30.
It was?
Yeah, I knew it.
All right. Or would you like to guess the exact number?
First time you've ever rang the bell?
It's great. It's great.
With me as always, Burbank Hank.
Hey! Clippers Nation, we lost the game, but you got to hear him ring his first bell.
Yes, toot toot.
So, look, Kawhi Leonard played 35 minutes,
but which is great. And, like, he shot horribly, but so did everyone.
Well, he made it up a little. He really shot horribly.
Did anyone shoot over 50% on the team at all?
Well, Amir Coffey went 1-for-1.
Okay, there we go.
So that's pretty good. And Paul George went 7-of-14.
So 50%.
Not over.
Not over
50%. Not over. Not over. Nobody shot over 50%. But where we really stumbled is our three-point shooting.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't think anybody thought
we shot 50% game one. I remember that.
And I don't think anybody would have bet that we would do that again.
But I remember it clear as a...
A bell.
Yes.
But frankly, we ended the game 26% from three, and Clippers Nation, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the game, 26% is far better than where we were at times in the game, where we were 19% from three, 22% from three.
Real bad. We shot horrible.
But Kawhi Leonard looked strong. In the second half, he played very well. He made up for some of his first half shooting.
Flakes.
He only had 4 points in the first half, but he looked good.
Yeah.
But he looked like a guy who hadn't played basketball in a month.
And he hasn't. And the rust flakes were there, and my prediction is he will be ethereal.
Oh, I'm not bothered by this.
Skirt.
We caught them off guard with Zubats, and boy, did they adjust.
Oh, yeah.
Zubats could not get anything done.
Still he got let some us in rebounds.
Sure, right. He got 12 rebounds, sure.
Right.
And 13 points, so he did double-double.
Yep.
But they really contained him. And in general, every single time somebody in a Clippers jersey hit the paint, there were three Mavs or four waiting. Like, they really clogged up the lane.
Clogged up the paint.
They really played
better
defense.
They out-rebounded us. They out-rebounded us.
They out-rebounded us. And they shot better from three. They shot... We shot 26.7%. They shot 42.4%.
Way better.
So that is far better.
Now, here's a great takeaway, Clippers Nation. We played horribly. We shot horribly. And yet...
Great defense, though.
We were right there.
Well, great defense.
We were right
there. Kawhi Leonard had four steals.
We were right there. And at one point, we had a six-point lead, 73-67, I want to say. Dallas calls a timeout, and it all looks like, here we go. We're going to sweep these bums. And then they put a lid on the basket, and Dallas goes on this crazy run.
We couldn't make a shot. And
no.
we kept stealing. We kept breaking up passes.
Yep, yep, yep.
We kept bothering them. Like I said, Kawhi Leonard, four steals. That's not nothing. But
I just think we shot horribly and still,
we're still
right
in it.
There.
We were in it.
We had the
lead
in the fourth.
We were tied with very few moments left in the game. We had the lead.
We had the lead in the fourth.
Couple of minutes left. More like 6 minutes left.
But it was 70. It was a very low scoring
73-73.
Game. It was, yeah, well, it was 73-67 us. And they went on this crazy run, which we could unfortunately not respond to, although, man, we got it close
well,
late.
We got it close late. Weren't they up 9 and yes. we only lost by 3?
3, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So we shot terribly.
I told you, I go, we need 3 stops, and we're right back in this game. We got 2 stops, and on the 3rd stop, we got the stop, and they got an offensive rebound.
Yeah, and the things that I thought we needed to do tonight, Zubats having another game like Game 1, but also pushing it further.
He got in foul trouble super early.
And Norm Powell showing up, which
Powell has not been here this series.
It didn't happen. He was 2 of 10 from the field.
He had 5 points game 1.
He was better from 3, at least. He was 50%. He was 50%. He was 2 of 4 from 3. But he was 2 of 10. And James Harden was
2 of 10 shooting?
2 of 10 shooting.
Good God.
And Harden, now listen to this.
Was the leading scorer.
I want to name names. Paul George, 2 of 5 from 3. Ugh. Kawhi Leonard, 0 of 5 from 3.
Ugh.
James Harden, 2 of 10 from 3.
Ugh.
Terrence Mann and Westbrook combined for 2 of 6, 1 of 3 each.
Ugh.
And then Norm Powell, 2 of 4. We just were terrible from 3.
We were bad at shooting tonight.
Really?
We had a bad shooting night. And yet, we were still in that
really
game.
Really?
And
we only lost by 3. Like, in the same way that
we were up 6 in the fourth.
In the same way that I think Mavs fans were feeling encouraged because they cut into that 25-point lead and it felt like they figured some things out.
Mm.
I feel encouraged at the end of this loss. I did not think we were necessarily going to win both at home.
I thought we were going to sweep and you didn't. You said it's going to go into 6 or 7. I still think it's going.
Oh, I hope it's 5.
I think it's going 5.
This is the modern NBA. And we've been talking about this off the podcast. Which does you no good, so we'll talk about it right now. The old school NBA 15 years ago when we were watching the NBA was everybody won at home, and it came down to those final 3 games that at the time were it was broken up differently.
Yeah.
But if you were at home, you won your home games, and sometimes it came down to the final game.
Right.
Now it is far more common to split these home games.
Sure.
And so I'm not discouraged by it, especially because we have maybe never shot worse this season.
So you're not...
Maybe never.
You're not discouraged?
Why would you do that?
I'm not skirt.
Why would you roll that?
And you're not discouraged?
Why?
Discouraged?
Are you suddenly Cardi B?
I have always been Cardi B.
Oh, gross.
My defining characteristic, Chris Cole Cardi B.
Don't do it. So I don't like that we lost, but I...
Of course
I,
not.
I
of
never...
course not. We're back Wednesday.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
At Dallas Friday. At Dallas Sunday afternoon on Channel 7 ABC. And then home Wednesday night. Wednesday night home, Game 5. We could possibly win this series if all goes according to plan in Dallas.
Gotta win them.
Let's see.
Gotta win them.
Let's see what happens.
You made a good point late in the game.
I did?
You did.
Describe what I was wearing. A black Los Angeles t-shirt.
I'll quote you a question you were asking.
Oh.
Where is Terrence Mann?
I know.
Because I think
where
his energy would have
Terrence
served
Mann?
Us.
I agree.
And then when he did get in there, he helped.
But it was in the final minute.
He came in when we had a minute left. We still got within 3.
Should we have Eric Pincus on the show? He's walking around looking like a lost child.
He's probably looking for us. He doesn't remember where he parked. He's been parking here for 20 years.
God bless him. And
he's great.
He's a stats guy. He'd be great,
he's great.
On the show.
He'd be
you
great.
Know he'd be so sweaty here in the Vivid Seats.
He
studio.
Wouldn't like it. He'd sit in here and be like, what is that?
Why did I agree to this? Also, where is my car?
Also, where are we driving to right now?
All right, so I asked you, where is Terrence Mann? Coach Lou puts him in late, super late.
I want to say
less than a minute
down
left,
8 or 9.
Left. We needed him earlier. We needed Plumlee more effective, backing up Zoo because Zoo gets into foul trouble super early.
But when Plumlee had 5 rebounds in the second quarter, that was more than Zoo had in the second quarter.
Absolutely.
And I know he had foul trouble, but like they just handled Zubats. And I don't know what the answer to that
Dallas
is.
Dallas was much
Zubats
more physical
kept,
this game,
we,
for sure.
Like, I wasn't watching the game on TV. That's a little bit less of a clear view at times. But it felt to me every single time Zubats went up for a attempted dunk or layup,
clobbered.
And he got clobbered by 3 guys. He wasn't getting fouled.
No, he wasn't going
and,
to the line. You're
and,
absolutely
and
right.
And I think that they played great defense, and they're not a great defensive team.
No, they are not.
So hopefully it's an anomaly.
I think it's an anomaly. I think our poor shooting is an anomaly.
But Kawhi Leonard was rusty.
I think Kawhi Leonard was rusty.
Dude, sorry about the dude.
I think Norm Powell, dude, has not showed up, dude. Dude, where's my Powell? Okay?
Yeah.
Dude, where's my Powell?
Yeah. And Doncic played 4 46 minutes and Kyrie played 42.
They're gonna run out of gas.
They played. They are. We gotta stay in the series.
I know.
They,
so
they played 88 minutes combined.
Two nights off. Wednesday and Thursday off. Friday night at Dallas.
Great.
Let's steal that one.
Yeah, it gives Kawhi Leonard a little time to rest.
And then Friday night, Saturday, quick turnaround because it's a Sunday afternoon game. So it's not even 48 hours between games three and game four. And I think that's an advantage to us. Yes, we're older, but we're far deeper. I know we've only seen 8 guys game one, 9 guys game two, but those 9 guys are deeper than their 9 guys. They played a lot less guys tonight than they did.
Yeah, they really did. They
in
played
game
10.
One.
They played 10 real minutes.
Yeah, real minutes.
Oh, that's the same, though. They had 10 last time, but 4 other guys were like 1 minute each.
Fair enough. I just am not skirt, and I know that you're not discouraged, which I really appreciate.
I wish you would never do that again. I wish you would never do that again. Was that?
You just did it.
What's
now,
fun?
Now you see. You just
rung the. But I honestly think a lot of it came down to.
Yeah.
We haven't played with Kawhi Leonard in a month.
Of course.
You can put almost any great player in a team, and
tell
it's going to take
tell
some time
me
to work back in.
What he shot, please?
Kawhi Leonard was, honestly,
0 if, for everything from 3.
0 for 5. Ugh. But he improved in the second half.
Oh, he got better,
he
for sure.
He was 7 of 17 on the game, 15 points, 7 rebounds.
Guess how many he had
second,
after
wait a second.
One?
Listen
0.
To, I know. Listen to his whole line, though.
Okay.
15 points. 7 rebounds,
okay.
4 steals.
I love that.
And 2 assists on 0 turnovers and a block.
Sure.
So that's not a bad line for a guy who hasn't played basketball in a month.
It is a horrible shooting line.
Oh, terrible shooting
when
line.
When the man shoots, whatever you said, he shot. How many did
7
he,
of 17.
He missed 10 of 17.
Yeah, it's
he
not
went.
Great.
He missed all 5 3-pointers.
Not great. But I love the ferocity of Paul George playing so hard he got 5 fouls.
I liked James Harden tonight. He led the Clippers in scoring. Mm-hmm. I liked Paul George tonight. I did not. I love that Kawhi Leonard was back. I didn't love that he was rusty. And, yeah. You know, this is a testament to the fact that, man, if we could have had him in game one, or man, if we could have had him at all in April. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the last game he played was in March.
Yeah.
So at all,
any kind of
any
ramp
of
up.
Those, I know. And
but,
I,
but also,
I,
Harden,
I called it. I was like, he's not going to play until
Harden
the playoffs.
Harden 2 of 10. If he had gone 3 of 10, we tied that game. Like there were some key moments where Harden took threes, and he should,
right?
Because shooters got to shoot themselves out of slumps, and they were big misses at the wrong time. And you know, Russ hit 1 good 3, but he took 2 more.
Russ, his engine was great.
1 of 3 from 3 is what you can expect from Russell Westbrook.
Absolutely. And then when he has it, on the nights that he has it, he can go off.
He also got 9 rebounds, though. You got to like
that. I love that. I love his energy. I love his defense.
He led the team in plus minus.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because he turned the whole tide of the game.
You're absolutely right. Did he have a positive plus minus?
Plus 8.
Well, you love to see it.
Oh, you do.
And at one point, he just did
8.
Not have enough minutes. And I go, man, where is Russ? And then Russ came back and ended up probably getting 20 minutes in the game, is my guess.
24.
24 minutes.
Zubat's a plus 4.
Why are you ring blocking, bro?
Coffee a...
No! Would you... Ah! No! Gosh,
we
darn
only
it.
Had 3 guys in the plus. But their bigs just... They really just handled us. Really
it was
did.
Very difficult for Clipper Nation to have big energy tonight. Just because we kept
missing
shots.
Just misses.
We only had leads for blips in the... Like a... 2 blips in the first, a blip in the second, a blip in the third, and a blip in the fourth.
It did feel to me for a moment there in the fourth, it felt to me like we had the momentum. We took the lead. It felt to me like
we're up multiple
possessions.
We're
going to finish this game out. And then that went away.
That went away.
And then
quickly.
In the final moments, too, I was like, oh my, I just finished watching the Denver game.
Absolutely.
Where Jamal Murray like pulled them
six straight
back
points.
Ahead.
Yep.
And so I really thought
and I
we
was
could
watching
have done
the
it.
Knicks finish. Same but thing. They're down. Knicks are down 5 with 40-something seconds left, and they win by 3.
But the difference is you need somebody making shots for that to happen. And you said, just I'll repeat it. You said
what did
we
I say?
Just need 3 stops.
That's and we got 2.
And we got 2
we got
stops.
2, yeah. And we got the third, but then they got the offensive rebound.
Yeah.
Ooh. We even got the stops and got the scores.
If
we'd
gotten
needed.
That steal at the end of the game.
Oh.
Where four different guys
right
nearly did.
There. there, man. Terrence Mann.
Luka had to do like modern dance to get the ball around.
I'm not Russ. I think Ty Lue will take a look at the tape. I think Ty Lue will realize he should have played T-Man more. I know T-Man didn't have a lot of points. I'm excited to see what happens in Dallas Friday night. I'm excited to see Ty Lue's adjustments. I'm excited because I am here to tell you Kawhi Leonard is going to bring it. That was his Rust Flake game. He kicked the Rust Flakes off. You can expect a 30 piece from Kawhi, possibly multiple 30 pieces for the next two games in Dallas. Certainly somebody needs to give us the 30 piece from our big three, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden. We didn't have it tonight.
No,
we
no one even made 23.
No, James Harden.
Let alone 30.
I guess maybe Paul George got over 20 with that final three.
Him and Harden both got 22 points.
There you
it's
go.
Not great.
44 combined. Sprinkle in Kawhi's 17 is what you're telling me, right?
Yeah.
17 points plus 40.
Well, no, 15. 15 for Kawhi.
He made
7 of 17.
59 combined for the big three.
Not great.
It's 69, dude. Not 59. 59,
meanwhile,
dude?
Irving and Doncic combined got 55 by themselves.
There you go. So our big three couldn't really compete with their big two. Well,
no.
That's
they also very wisely got Gafford off the floor pretty quickly and put Lively in there, and Lively was great.
He's lively.
And Kleber is no joke either.
Maxi Kleber, I believe
two
Maxi Kleber is
three.
A joke. Let me tell you something about Maxi. He is an effing joke. I am not impressed with Maxi.
I wish he would never do that again.
I'm going outside to have a smoke.
So we've split the series
1-1. Yeah, it's
and now
serious.
We play Friday v Mavs.
Okay, at, question.
At opponent.
Do Dallas fans irritate you like other fans
oh,
have?
Oh, no.
No.
No, I mean, there was
they're
a guy,
not as nice as Utah Jazz.
No, there was a guy next to us who certainly purposefully was laughing towards us. But to be fair, we walked down into that section and were very loudly heckling, being loud, silly guys.
Oh,
and so we welcomed it. And all things considered, it could have been a lot worse.
A lot worse. And I was actually sitting amongst more Dallas fans game one than I was for game two. We were sitting right next to a Dallas guy who was nice enough.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, you tried to chat him up at the end and he kind of ignored you.
Oh.
You were kind of like, hey, man, we'll see you back in Dallas. And he didn't really say anything.
Oh, I
got a series.
No, to
enjoy
be fair,
your trip.
I said, it's going to be, I think I said, have a safe trip back to Dallas.
Yeah, and he was like, well, I live here now.
And I go, yeah, I know.
We know. We know you live here.
Probably never been to Dallas. Let's be
honest. He said, I live here now. I bet he's from Dallas.
I doubt it.
Hey, I don't.
I just, all these fans, man, with their Doncic jerseys, it's like what used to kind of bug me when Russ was on OKC. And I get it now, by the way. But it would irritate me for some reason. Well, also, I'm very, you know, I'm easily...
Oh, you're irritable.
Easily irritable.
Yeah.
And I can...
Stop that!
And so I can get set off relatively easily. I'll kill you! I'll end you if you ring that bell again! You know I won't. I'm physically weak. Luka Doncic, mentally weak.
Oh, boy, you got a tee tonight.
Luka Doncic, mentally
weak. You got a tee tonight. And I couldn't believe it didn't happen sooner. A foul was called... And he went over and was banging on the scorer's table and jumping up and down.
Yeah.
His face and his arms turned red.
Flailing.
He was throwing such a tantrum.
Tantrum.
And then
Chubby
the
baby.
Next time he
Chubby baby.
The next time he did it,
my
he,
new nickname
he got
for Luka Doncic, Chubby Baby.
It's ridiculous that he doesn't get more technical.
So what I was trying to say, and then I got derailed. When Russell Westbrook was on OKC, I saw all these Westbrook jerseys. I'm like, these people are not from Oklahoma. No one moves from Oklahoma to Los Angeles except for Blake Griffin. And he was drafted. He didn't choose this life. This life chose him. So I'm like, what? These guys are not Thunder fans. These are not OKC people. They're not transplants. And they weren't. They just loved Russell Westbrook, which I totally get. He's a local guy. He went to UCLA. He was the human triple-double. He averaged a triple-double in a season. That's incredible.
Right.
But you see that with Doncic. You see that with Steph Curry. You see that with...
Yeah, maybe.
But I was guilty of it when I was a kid. I love Michael Jordan.
But we saw a lot of families, and I could see it's like, oh, the dad or the mom lived in Dallas, and they love the Mavericks.
Yeah, for sure. Texas transplants to Los Angeles,
of course.
A lot.
Especially from Dallas.
A lot of Texas transplants in L.A. But abandon the Mavericks and accept the Clippers.
Oh, my gosh, get on board with the
Clippers. Get on the Clipper ship.
Take a ride of the Clipper ship.
Golly. You got your Dirk Nowitzki
championship. It shares a root word with friendship.
Mark Cuban sold his majority stake because you weren't good enough fans. That's what he said. He said it to me.
He's still around. He's still the face of the franchise.
I don't know. I think he's the face of Shark Tank. And that's it.
It's both.
I didn't see him tonight, but I did see him game one. And I loved seeing him.
I can almost guarantee you he's at the
hanging game his head. My brother was watching the game on television. He said every time they cut to Mark Cuban or head coach Jason Kidd, they looked like they were going to vomit game one. I'm like, well, they were very nauseous.
It's nauseous.
They were nauseous.
Nauseous.
I am very sorry.
I had my face in my hands several times during this game. It was difficult to watch. No doubt it was difficult to watch the way we were shooting.
It was horrible. There was a lid on the damn basket.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Clippers Nation, that we did not sweep. And then also, I'd like to apologize for my behavior last episode. I really went off the rails against Kawhi Leonard.
You really did.
I didn't know he was coming back game two.
I told you that I was going to resign myself to him never coming back just so that it would be better for me mentally. And hey, by the way,
yeah.
I hope by the time you're... As of recording this,
mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard is healthy.
Right.
Want to tell you, as of right now, moments after the Clippers Mavericks game two, Kawhi Leonard is healthy. So if you're listening and he's not healthy, I don't know what to tell you.
We didn't know. That actually brings
it's
up
a
something.
Toss up.
That's what I'm saying. So like you and I have seen a lot of Clippers games. You and I talk to a lot of people who
almost
know a lot.
Almost all of them for 20 years.
For 20 plus years. You and I talk to a lot of people who know a lot more about the Clippers even than us, and we know a lot about the Clippers. No one is brimming with confidence that this man is available to us.
Oh, no.
For the entire postseason.
No. It honestly seems wild to me.
Chris Cawild?
That we beat them game one, that Kawhi had not played basketball in a month, that the practice that he participated in today, my understanding is it was a walkthrough.
Right.
And they put him on the court tonight. I really couldn't believe it.
Of course they did.
I really couldn't believe it.
I believe it.
I felt like after winning game one, why not just stick with what you've got and get him up to speed and get him healthier?
I just remember bringing him off. I remember when they brought him off the bench, it didn't work.
No, it didn't.
And he didn't score a single
basket
in the first quarter.
Obviously, it was not on a minutes restriction.
He finally scored his first basket in the second quarter. He ended up with 15 points. Not enough for Mr. Kawhi Leonard.
No, it's not enough, but he's not the reason that we lost.
It was a team effort why we won game one, team effort why we lost game two.
What did you used to always say? You live by the three,
you
die by the three. I hope you bring this
bell
to
everyone. Not three rings? Not like just, I figured for that one you'd get three rings.
Well, for us tonight, here's the ding that goes along with our three-point shooting.
You live by the three, you die by the three. Yeah, we didn't make any.
No, we didn't make them.
We didn't make a single three.
Well, it felt like we didn't. Like, I really want you to know there was a moment we looked
18%, less than 20%.
Deep in the second quarter, it was like 18, 19%.
Yeah, it may have been less than that. It was horrible. It was horrible. And actually, what kind of kept us in it, well, by the way, we were in it for the entire game. They weren't shooting particularly well from the three either.
No, they weren't, but it was more like 30-something.
But in the first half, they had, let's say, like, we shot something abysmal, like 4 for 16. I'm making this number
No,
up.
I think I remember it. We were 2 of 10, and they were 4 of 10.
That's what it was.
And we
exactly.
were down
they,
6.
They had 2 more
And
than
we were
us.
Down 6.
There
that
you
was
go.
The difference.
There you go.
But they weren't shooting great either.
No.
But Clipper, they showed up defensively, and that they didn't really in game one. So we need to – Coach Ty Lue's got some work to do over the next 3 days.
All right, so nuts and bolts question.
Yeah.
You were at the game.
Yeah.
You saw Kid Ink perform, and you saw Norman O perform, I believe.
Oh, Rodney O.
Damn it. Rodney O. He made an impact on you.
He really did. Well, I'm a very long time
Rodney O fan.
Rodney O fan.
Okay, so I think you just answered my question. Who did you prefer?
Oh, Rodney O.
Over kidding.
I would say Rodney, and you would say,
I made this joke to Hank while Kid Ink was performing at halftime. I said, the song Kid Ink is playing right now, that's my favorite Kid Ink song. This song. The song that he's performing now.
Really tickled me.
I was hoping he would play it, I didn't know who he did.
I didn't know who either of those guys were. Did you?
I enjoyed Rodney O.
I liked Rodney O. He was fun.
I think
his rhymes are funny.
I think he should change his name to Norman O, but that's just
And then you had told me, like, 207 basically becomes the backup dancers.
Oh, the Yahoos in 207.
And it's real
fun. We almost
fun.
Went and sat with the we Yahoos should've. In 207. We should have.
We should have.
Like-minded Clipper Nation.
By the time we went over there, it was crowded.
Yeah. We were up in the nosebleeds in the hockey press box for the first half, and we're looking down, and we're like, man, the back two rows of the Yahoos in 207 is wide open, filled with T-shirts. We should go down there and sit with the cray crays.
Yeah.
But then by the time the second half rolled around, it was filled up, so we had to go over to 205, and it was much better angle.
Great angle.
That's
where
we
sat in our season tickets. We were second row.
Oh, we were back
or
in the
third
day.
Third row, 205.
We were second row, Buster.
Were we really?
Oh, yeah, because when people didn't show up for the front row, I could go down.
Right over that.
I'd hop right over, and I'd be able to do my dance shows.
Steve Spile and his family sat there in front of us.
Remember the game where, so.
I love that guy.
We sat in the second row. Our seats are in the second row. We were seats 3 and 4.
Yeah, that's right.
You're in your seat. You got to your seat before me. Mm. I showed up a little later, and I sat in the front row.
You're probably at Hooters.
Across the street on 12th. And
rest in peace.
Figueroa. I sat a row in front of you, and you were like, why is he not sitting next to me? What is wrong with the kid tonight?
I remember it.
Why did I not sit next to
you?
You
were bundled up. You also looked like you were overly bundled in a coat, but actually you had on every Clippers t-shirt and jersey you had.
27 layers.
And you did a Clipper stripper.
Of Clippers jerseys and shirts.
Yep.
And I used to get upset. There was a guy named Clipper Stripper, who would come to the games.
Yeah.
He would take two or three jerseys off, and then the final jersey would say Clipper Stripper.
Yeah.
But he evolved to that.
Yeah.
He would bring like two or three jerseys, and he would get on and do this hopping dance.
Yeah.
And he'd take off two layers, and that was his...
Oh, he had more than that.
But by the end, it was like four layers, and the fifth layer was Clipper Stripper.
Yeah, I think it was more like seven.
But
no. It wasn't 22.
It always upset me how few layers the Clipper Stripper had. So I was like, oh, I'll show him a thing or three. I'll show him a thing or 27. I wore 27 Clippers layers to that game. I jumped up and did his hopping dance, and I just kept taking layer after layer after layer off until I took my shirt off and was bare-chested and then did this bit like, oh, my shirt. And it was Jewish Heritage Night.
Oh,
and,
no.
And one of my fellow Clipper Nation Jewish brothers or sisters threw me a Star of David Clipper logo t-shirt.
I still have mine.
And I put it on.
I still have mine.
Mine was too tight. And I just kind of wore it too.
Mine's way too tight.
Yeah.
But I still have it, and I still have my...
I wore mine to death, but I still have it somewhere.
I still have Tribe Called Bench.
Of course you do.
It's
real
in great
fan.
Shape,
real
too.
Fan. All right, so let's just look ahead in the crystal ball. I do not lose any confidence losing this game tonight. I will get a little skirt if we fall... game three. I'll be very skirt if we fall game three. Because right now I am confident, Bonifant, that we're going into Dallas and taking game three.
I think that we split in Dallas, and I think that it's the second game that we win. I think that... Oh.
Shut the door on that. Yeah. I'll ring a muted bell to your
bull I think
crap.
If we split it, we lose this
you
next game.
You think Mavs?
If we split it.
You think Mavs win two
I hope
games
we win
in a row?
Both.
Of course you do.
I do. I think we win.
And you think we win game four? I strongly disagree.
You think the opposite if we split
it? I think Norm Powell's going to light him up. I think Kawhi Leonard is going to get to his usual
stuff.
Man,
I feel for Norm. I do think he got snubbed on the sixth man of the year, but since he made the vague post about that seemed to be about him not getting in the running for it, he has not shot well.
He's a
I'm
prolific.
Sorry.
No, I know.
He's got to make his
he
threes.
He led the league, I think, two seasons in a row in bench scoring. He's like top five in fourth
I love
quarter
him.
Scoring.
You know I love him.
I know. We need him, man. We need him. We need man.
He can't shoot.
And I'm sorry, but...
He can't go 2 of 10. If he went... He went 2 of 4 from
but
three.
But he shot... He didn't shoot well game one, and
if,
we won.
If he
went... 5 points in game one, and
if
we won.
If he went 2 of 6 from
and we
three...
we had no Kawhi Leonard!
I would rather he went 2 of 6 from three than 2 of 10 from the field.
Of course. Of course.
By a country mile.
He's back. He's coming back, and then Kawhi Leonard will be...
So he missed six shots that were not threes tonight. Unacceptable.
But you know Kawhi takes it to another level in the playoffs. This is well documented. He is lights out in the playoffs. And tonight, I also don't think the lights were out.
I also not sure he should be shooting five threes.
Well, he was just rusty. I honestly, normal Kawhi Leonard, I want him shooting...
two of five. Two or three of five from three,
yeah,
Kawhi.
It's four of five.
Very rarely four
Get
of five.
Get out of here,
Kawhi.
Yes.
From three?
Yes, he's got a great... He's 40%. He's a 40% three-point shooter.
Well, that's not four of five. That's three of five or fair, two of five.
Fair. It's not... Fair enough.
Two of five, we would have won the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Fair enough. You're absolutely right. Two of five is 40%.
Pretty close to it.
You and
your... exactly it.
You and your math. You and your math.
We need nerd, nerd.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert. Nerds! We need Kawhi Leonard playoff level claw.
I'll just be happy if he is not questionable.
So I'm gonna say something very mature, which is my defining characteristic.
You're very mature.
They call me Cardi Mature B. I'm mature. Okay, because I'm super mature. So if you told me that Kawhi Leonard is not gonna be his normal self, he's not going to show up for... He's literally not going to be there for one of your games. And then the game that he is there for, he's going to miss 10 out of 17 shots and go 0 for 5 from 3. He doesn't show up to one game. He plays like crap another game. I mean, you know, look, he played all right. He got the four steals. But if you would have told me, what do you think happens? I'd be like, you should probably lose both those games. So we split it. We split having no Kawhi.
And nearly won the second one.
And nearly won the second
one. Like, the Dallas Mavericks are supposed to be encouraged at the end of game one. We only lost by 1 3-pointer. And, by the way, I feel like Kawhi got robbed on that and one in the final minute of the game.
100%. That was bullcrap.
So we really lost by a two-point shot. We lost by that one, the fingernail...
Missed steal. Yeah, absolutely.
In the final possession, could have been a step back three. We lost the game by one guy not shooting 15% from three or 20% from three because some guy shot 0% from three.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely
right. If all of our guys shot 1% from three, we win that game.
Absolutely. One more three.
So, like,
I think,
no, you make a very good point, a very mature point.
Hard T, mature.
Tip of the cap. 2-2.
Toot-toot to me, Clippers Nation. I'd like to apologize for really going off the rails on the last episode. My goodness. Holy cow. I said trade Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, buddy.
I said the artist formerly known as Chris Kawhile.
We never could have expected that he was going to come back right away. It just didn't feel like that was possible after just flat out not playing.
Absolutely. Farbod told me he knew, and he kept it under his lid. And I was like, well, you could have told me. And I would have probably...
You would have told everybody.
I know I would have. I would have told everyone.
You're a gossip.
I am the town crier.
You are a clucking hen at a knitting circle of grannies.
Jackass.
A braying jackass who tells everybody everything you hear.
And also everything that I feel, everything that I
think. Oh, all of it. All of it.
When the wind hits me in a particular direction, people need to know.
Oh, I tell you things and I just tell you everything knowing it's just going to get around to all our friends.
Well, did you know this, Hank? I am the longest tenured, the longest lasting, the longest clip casting, the longest Clippers podcasting person to ever walk on this earth.
Especially considering the fact you're a clucking chicken and a jackass.
So I would have given you free chicken like Boban Clippers Nation if I was dressed in a Dallas jersey. I would have gone over and punched my teammate Luka Doncic in the throat.
You're not talking about anything anymore.
Yeah, I'm making perfect sense.
It's warm in the Vivid Seats studios, and you're just yelling and spitting.
It's the 12th season of Clipcast, and I'd just like to remind...
Dirty Dozen.
I'd just like to remind Clippers Nation out there, a lot like Burbank Hank and myself, and we've said this for years, and we've said this, by the way, we've had 13 winning seasons in a row. We've had 13 winning seasons in a row.
That's great.
And my guesstimate is we were in the postseason, excluding the play-in nonsense, for probably 10 of those 13 years.
Oh, yeah, I would totally think that, yeah.
And this is something I used to say quite a bit, and I haven't said it because I think we're getting used to winning, quite honestly. But I'm going to say this. I haven't said this season. Every moment in the postseason, be grateful, Clippers Nation.
Yeah, that's right.
Every moment in the postseason.
Golden State didn't make the playoffs.
No, no.
Really let that sink in. Golden State Warriors did not make the playoffs.
There are 30.
With Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green healthy.
And Andrew Wiggins and Chris Paul.
It's tough.
It's tough.
It's tough out there. Supposedly Chris Paul was at the game tonight.
Here in La La Land?
I don't know if it's true, though. Farbod posted, and it really did not look like Chris Paul to me.
Who did we see? We saw Grant Hill.
We saw Grant Hill in the tunnel. That was nice.
Game one, I saw Stephen A. and Kendrick Perkins up
Billy Crystal. I'd love to know why Billy Crystal has not been at Clippers
games. So he had a Broadway show.
Oh, okay.
So he was on Broadway for Mr. Saturday Night. He's been working more. So
yeah, it said filmmaker in his bio. I wonder if he's been directing more movies.
But he has not been there. And Clipper Darrell has not been there. That was the first time we saw Billy Crystal all season.
Good to see Clipper Darrell.
That was the first time we saw Clipper Darrell all season. So, look.
I was surprised we didn't get a, let's go Clippers, let's go.
Well, you also thought maybe that was imposter Clipper Darrell in a Clipper Darrell costume.
No, yeah. I didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You thought it was a group of kids who got together from the Boys Club of
America. Sitting on each other's shoulders.
They're sitting on each other's shoulders.
Like the Little Rascals.
Yeah, there was a group of them. And they were in. That's what you said. You looked at me in the eye and you said, I will deny you three times. And I was like, really? Okay. So Clippers Nation, remember, thank you. So mature with your muted bell rings. Clippers Nation, remember, every moment in the postseason is a gift. The Warriors are done. The California Cup could still
be ours. The Lakers are down 0-2.
They haven't beat the Nuggets since the year 2022. We are in the year 2024. That's 2 years without a W. They are so screwed. We are not screwed. We got Kawhi Leonard back. Norm Powell has not showed up yet. We whooped them game one. We shot horribly, and we're right there game two. Game three, I predict a massive comeback for Kawhi Leonard, a massive comeback for Norman Powell, and a massive Clipper W on the road. Hank will be happy with a split to come back.
Oh, no, I won't be happy with a split, but I think a split is likely based on what I just watched. I will be happy if we win both games.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Of course
And I think it's possible we win both games.
You always said Clippers in 6 or 7. I always said Clippers in 4 or 5. Who will be right? Who will be wrong? You'll find out, Clippers Nation, because you listen to the longest running Clippers podcast in the history of all time. Always with me every week, Burbank Hank. The best thing about the postseason is we clipcast after
every single postseason game
because we in the postseason. We in the postseason.
We brag and boast and toast.
We have the most reason. If you don't root for the Clips, then you a ghost.
Treason.
And all them haters loving Lakers.
We just love and leave them. We in the postseason. We in the postseason.
Bang. We started with a wang. And we ended with a bang.
Bang. A really nice harmony on the bat also.
We'll get a little.
It was really nice. I thought, toot toot.
Oh, tooting your own harmonical horn, do you?
Harmonical.
Your harmonious horn.